Track 7, The Xmas Factor. The classical boy band G4, which shot to stardom in the first ever X Factor, brings Christmas to some of our most beautiful buildings.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. This is all I'm asking for. I just want to see my baby standing right outside my door. Make my wish come true.
The harmonies of Christmas swell through historic buildings as the pop opera maestros of G4 wrap audiences in the feel-good vibes of their festive tour. G4 frontman Jonathan Ansell said, "We all love singing carols and festive classics, so to be able to share that at this time of year is lovely, and we love coming to such beautiful venues to do it." This year's Christmas tour includes the halls in Norwich. "The Norwich halls are wonderful because you are right in the middle of town," said Jonathan. "There are some wonderful coffee shops nearby and a couple of antique and knick-knacky shops, one in a converted church, which I love exploring." The band's hugely popular festive concerts include the singers recalling childhood Christmases. "We have little chats about how the songs are special to us and how the music resonates and reminds us of certain moments," said Jonathan. "There are normally a few songs that I used to perform when I was a boy treble, and we try to just draw people back to the reason these songs are so special to us, which is a lovely part of it." G4 shot to fame after coming second in the first series of The X Factor in 2004. Jonathan fell in love with singing as a child and went on to develop a tenor voice and trained as a singer at the prestigious Guildhall School of Music and Drama in London. It was here that G4, standing for Guildhall 4, was launched, and with three other students, initially as a busking barbershop quartet, singing at weddings and events. "I watched more TV than the other guys, and I saw the advert for this new show in an ad break," said Jonathan. Wondering whether the band might be able to get a good publicity quote, he decided to apply. The rest is musical and reality TV history. G4's blend of classical training, glorious voices and repertoire of popular and operatic songs performed with mesmerizing harmonies won them fans, first across the country and then around the world. "We got a fabulous quote. Simon Cowell said, 'You are really, really, really good,'" said Jonathan. Their debut album topped the charts and they collaborated with musicians including Leslie Garrett, Robin Gibb, Stephen Gately and Cliff Richard. Almost 20 years later, Jonathan still adores performing. "My mum and dad say I haven't had a proper job since I was 19. I've been very blessed to be able to do something I love." His solo career included a number one classical album, starring roles in stage musicals and his own touring show, Les Musicales. His second album included the 2008 Rugby League World Cup song, Hearts of England, by Norfolk composer Patrick Hawes, which Jonathan sang live at the Wembley final. His Christmas will be spent at home in Yorkshire with his wife and children, Sienna and Dexter, aged 13 and 9. "They're great fun," said Jonathan, "and theatrical. My daughter has just sung a Guys and Dolls song at a local charity concert and blew everyone away. My little boy is developing a bit of an acting career, which is crazy at his age. He's just done a big movie for Sky. We've got no particular tradition to sing together at home at Christmas, but it often happens once a few eggnogs have gone down. We get the karaoke system out or someone sits by the piano, and all of a sudden there is a sing-song going. It's lovely." Jonathan's favourite carol is O Holy Night. "It is a pinnacle for us as performers. I also love stripping things back to really simple a cappella moments. We do Silent Night a cappella, and we just get to hear the beauty of the voices resonate around the buildings. The Christmas show is just a pianist and a piano with the four voices. That's deliberate to allow the voices to ring. It's super exposed and super vulnerable, but super exciting because of that." G4 are performing at the Halls, Norwich, on December the 22nd.